Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话美国。Hello James.
Hello Lulu.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I figured today we're going to talk about America's most famous family.
What, like...President's family? Or celebrity's family?
God, no. The Simpsons.
Oh, the fact that you said The Simpsons, my mind immediately goes to The Simpsons and then the music.
Yeah, I figured it would. It's such an iconic show in America, and it's a big part of American culture. I figured it would be a good topic of today's recording.
You said iconic. Actually, I was going to ask you,For your average Americans, The Simpsons, 辛普森一家, when you say this to them, they would immediately think of all these characters. Like, is that a household?
It is a household name. You talk about The Simpsons immediately. The characters' names are going to jump into their head. Where they're from, the theme song, all these things will just enter in their head. Because this show has been on TV since 1989.
Wow.It sounds like a soap opera.
Well,
it's a bit like
kinda. Only problem is they're all kind of more self-contained episodes instead of a long continuing story.
那辛普森是从1989年就开始上映。Now it's going into
32 seasons so far with almost 700 episodes.
Wow. So first of all, for those of you who have never watched The Simpsons or...probably don't even know that much about The Simpsons.
I would recommend stop listening to us and go watch it now.
Let's give our listeners some of the basics. The Simpsons is called The Simpsons is because that's their last name.
Right, it's the name of the family.
It's a family of five, so parents and three kids. But most importantly, they are a cartoon family.
Very much so a cartoon family. Why don't we go ahead and introduce who the family members are?
Yeah, sure.
So we'll just go ahead and start with the father and go on down. The father is Homer J. Simpson.
Homer J. Simpson. Immediately you think of donuts.
Yes, his favorite food is donuts. And his middle name is J, because that was actually a mystery for a long time. What does the J stand for?
Homer J. Simpson.
He's a bald, overweight, simple-minded idiot. But...He is a kind person, and a lot of the episodes of Simpsons usually revolve around Homer doing something kind of stupid, but at the end of the day, learning a lesson and kind of making it better in the end.
Yeah, if you think about it, Homer is actually quite devoted to his family, even though he does do stupid things. But by the end of the day, he loves his wife, he loves his kids.
Most of the time.
Yeah. I think that's why Homer is one of those fathers that, you know, you sort of make fun of him, but you don't hate him. It's difficult to dislike him.
I would say a lot of Americans love simple-minded Homer.
So what about the wife?
Marge Simpson, his wife. So while Homer's kind of an overweight guy, Marge is thin, tall, blue hair that's pointed straight up.She has very iconic hair.
And also with an iconic voice.
Yeah, very iconic voice.
Very husky.
I can't do the voice.
No. But Marge is a stay-at-home mom.
Marge is a stay-at-home mom, and she is the more serious of the two parents. So a lot of the humor from the episodes usually come from the silliness of Homer playing against the seriousness of Marge.
So it's kind of like a comedy duel, 就像那个相声的搭档一样。
Oh, absolutely. That's actually where it's most likely based from, because that's a very old idea in comedy.
But in that sense, it is a cartoon, but it's a comic
Yeah, it is a comedy. It is purely a comedy.
So let's move on to the three kids. The oldest one.
Well, let's start with the most famous Simpson character, Bart Simpson. When most people think of The Simpsons...they either think of Bart or Homer first. When it first came out when I was a kid, Bart Simpson was the most famous character.
Bart is this kid with the spiky hair.
He has spiky hair. He rides a skateboard, not very bright, troublemaker.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's not very bright. I would just say he's not academic.
Okay, that would be a good way to put it. He's not academically gifted.
Yeah, when it comes to pranks, 就是恶作剧的话, he's definitely very bright.
And when I first watched The Simpsons long ago when I was a kid, he had some catchphrases like, don't have a cow man.
Eat my shorts.
Mm,
not so much now.
No, I haven't heard him use it in a long time. But the older episodes, he will use it.
So you have Bart, who's always getting into trouble. And then you have Lisa, the middle child, who's completely different.
Yeah, Lisa is brilliant. She's a very smart child, does well in school, teacher's pet. She's also one who tends to try new things. She becomes vegetarian in the show. Very open-minded and liberal-minded, yes.
But she is also somewhat the moral compass of the family. She's always telling the Simpson family, no, you cannot do this. You shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, she's like, we need to do this thing. And this leads to conflict, usually with Bart and Homer.
Mm. She is what in English you would call a goody two-shoes.
Very much.
Then you have the baby.
Yeah, Maggie. Maggie's a baby.
That's about
Maggie's been a baby since 1989.
Actually, this is one of the things they talk about. People who grew up watching The Simpsons, they are now middle-aged. And then The Simpsons kids are still exactly the same. Yep. 有点像柯南永远都是小学生。And these kids, they're always exactly the same age. Maggie is always a baby.
And Maggie never talks. Even in episodes where they pretend to be in the future and you see a grown-up Maggie, Maggie never talks.
But she makes this sound. She sucks on pacifier
yeah.
她就吸奶嘴那个声音。It's very stereotypical of Maggie.
Yep.
And in the family, they also have pets.
Yeah, Santa's Little Helper, which is a dog, and Snowball, which is a cat.
They also have Snowball number two.
Yeah, that's because Snowball number one died.
And it's exactly the same.
Same cat. It's the exact same cat.
After we met the Simpsons family, now let's move on to the actual setting of the story. It's, first of all, they are living in a town called Springfield. Where exactly is Springfield? When I look at the American map, you can see a few Springfields.
Yeah, there are lots of Springfields. Now, that's actually a running joke in the show, is Springfield is everywhere in America and nowhere in America.
Very philosophical.
It's supposed to represent, you know, a common middle American town. So if you watch the cartoon, the town of Springfield has like suburbs, it has kind of city environments, it has mountains, it has ocean, it has all these different things.
It's just impossible. It's an impossible place.
But it is representing that, yeah, there are parts of America that are like this.
I suppose it makes the show more relatable to average viewers because they can find parts of themselves of their own life in the show.
Right, they can. It's like I was like, my town's like that, or I know I have neighbors like that. Yeah, that's the idea.
And then another setting is where Homer works because Homer is the only one who's actually making money, providing for the family.
Yeah, that's another joke in The Simpsons because Homer works at a nuclear power plant as a safety manager.
But he really is not skilled.
He doesn't know how to do his job, and there are many episodes where he causes problem at the nuclear power plant.
So that's the main setting. But apart from the family member, you have so many recurring characters.
I know, they're just as famous as the family. I can sit here and name off all these famous characters.
For example, neighbor.
His neighbor, Mr. Flanders.
That's your typical really, really religious American.
Yeah,
right?
Super friendly, super religious. He's like, he has a catchphrase like, oakley dokley.
And you have the super corrupt Mr. Burns.
Ah, yes, the billionaire power plant owner, Mr. Burns, with his catchphrase, excellent.
And he's like the ultimate villain.
Yeah.
And there's this joke about him being hundreds of years old.
Yeah. And there's so many more classic characters in the show. And we can't go through them all, sadly.
No. But I think that's part of the charm of The Simpsons. It's not just about The Simpsons family. They paint quite a picture of an entire town. And then basically, they create all these fascinating characters, then you can find these characters in your everyday life.
Yeah, they're all based off some, you know, real life person, or at least a caricature of a real life person.
And they may not be perfect. None of them are perfect. They all have their own quirks. But I think that's what makes this show really come alive.
Because none of us are perfect.
Exactly. Brings me to one last question in our basic episode. This is a cartoon, but it's not really like a cartoon for kids.
No, it is more adult-oriented. So it's not adult-oriented as like they'll use lots of bad words, but it is more adult situations. I mean, they deal with work, family life. So it is like you would find in like sitcoms that we have in America. They're not meant for children. They're comedies meant for adults. And Simpsons is the same. It's just instead of in person, it's a cartoon.
And would you say that your general viewers for the Simpsons series, they have a wide age range?
Yeah, so I watched it as a kid. My parents let us watch it. And I watched it when I was an adult. I haven't watched it much recently.
It's just been going on.
It's gone on for so long, it's impossible to keep up with all of it.
But they also have some special episodes, like many of the American TV shows, they have their holiday specials.
Yeah, there's holiday specials. They have specials for like when they hit milestones like 100th episode, 200th episode, 500th episode, and soon 700th episode.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, I think we're going to wrap up here because The Simpsons, we have a lot more to say in the advanced episode about how it really mirrors the American lifestyle and a lot of the elements in it and how it's related to the cultural bits.
Sounds good.
If you have ever watched The Simpsons, let us know. And if you haven't watched Simpsons, like James said,
watch it now.
Watch it now. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye-bye, everyone.
转眼又是圣诞节了，在酒馆里泡了这么久，有没有好奇一样喜欢酒馆的小伙伴们都是怎样一群有趣的灵魂呢？为了满足你的好奇心，我们决定本周六12月20号在上海举办一场酒馆小伙伴线下面基聚会，有吃有喝有礼物，露露和安兰也会届时和大家视频连线哦。想参加酒馆聚会就赶快联系小助手报名吧，微信号是 LULUXJG3。不在上海的酒馆家人也不用着急，搜索公众号露露的英文小酒馆，找到酒馆铺子，我们专门为你准备的德国热红酒和姜饼人圣诞礼包，让你的圣诞温暖火热。我们在酒馆等你。